Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Let me begin today's podcast by asking you a question that I have asked myself of late, and that is, would I be a better photographer if I'd never seen the work of Wynne Bullock or Aaron Siskin or Minor White or Edward Weston, just to name a few who have been so important to me? I've always had this sense that, to some degree, there is a torch being passed. Do you remember when we used to talk about that after the assassination of JFK? There was a torch was passed. Well, maybe because I was a youngster when that happened, that phrase has stuck with me my whole life, and I can't help but think that there is a torch that's being passed from generation to generation in photography. And in particular, that torch kind of started for me in, turn of the century, Jackson, P.H. Emerson, Stieglitz, Weston. Every generation has added something to photography and deepened and enriched not only the history of photography, but the way we do photography, the way we think about photography, the way we treasure photography. And so I've always had this sense that I'm standing way down the line of something very special that was started by really special people back long before I was born. And that I have a certain responsibility to remember the contributions of those photographers, to honor the contributions of those photographers. I just can't help but think that way. That's inherent in the way I was raised, I guess. And let's not forget the inspiration and wisdom of our elders who are still with us. I received an email just the other day from Carl Chiarenza, who we've featured a couple of times in Lenswork, a terrific photographer in his 90s now. And he sent me a message after I talked about a potential project I was working on. I mentioned it in Here's a Thought, and it was a complex project, and I wasn't doing very well with it, and he sent me a simple email and said, "You can do it." I can't tell you how that warmed my heart to hear from someone whose work I respect so much. Standing on the shoulders of giants, indeed. So I get bothered a little bit when the younger generation know so little and seem to care so little for photographic history. I've told this story before, but it made such an impression on me, I can't help but tell it again. I was doing a portfolio review at Photo Lucida. A young woman sat down and started showing me her portfolio, and I meant to offer her a compliment by saying that her work reminded me so much of Edward Weston. And in spite of the fact that she was a recent MFA graduate in photography, her question was, "Who's Edward Weston?" I was flabbergasted. How can the torch be passed from generation to generation if we don't even know about the previous generation? I suppose if we look back 500 years ago at painting, I can imagine that it's easy for painters to lose that sense of direct connection with their elders. But in photography, our elders, because photography is so much younger, our elders are so much more touchable. You would think they would have an immediate impact on our lives, that we would take more direct inspiration from them. I mean, after all, Edward Weston died in 1958. I was 4 years old then. I mean, I was alive when Edward Weston was alive. You can't say that about Caravaggio or Michelangelo. Wynne Bullock died in 1975, 4 years after I had started my photographic endeavors. I was young, I was in high school, but it's possible I could have met him. I did meet one time Ansel Adams. I've talked about this before because I think it's so funny. I just happened to be down in Sausalito, where my grandfather lived, and we went down to Carmel for the day, and I walked into the Weston Gallery just to see some work, and there was Ansel Adams, bigger than life, right there standing in front of a giant print of his. And they were getting ready for an opening that was happening that night, and I just happened to wander in when Ansel Adams was there. I walked over, I introduced myself, I shook his hand. I seriously thought maybe I shouldn't wash that hand ever again, because some of his molecules might have rubbed off on the palm of my hand, and oh my goodness, Ansel Adams. Minor White was another huge influence in my life. Minor White died in 1976. I'd been teaching photography for 4 years when he died, and I never met him, but I did have a sort of connection because he'd come through Portland and made a lot of contacts in Portland and started something called the Interim Group, which I later participated in for a short period of time. Minor White, our paths crossed not quite at the same time, but was like ships in the night. Obviously, neither of us were aware of each other, but yet, now that I know his photography, I feel a thrill just knowing that he was teaching, living, talking with people in my town, Portland, Oregon, where I grew up and where I started photography. One of my favorites is Aaron Siskind, who died in 1991. Do you realize that's just 2 years before we started LensWork? That's a pretty direct connection. And even though he was in New York and we were on the West Coast in Portland, there's still a metaphorical ships passing in the night, so close, not connecting, but yet, as an elder, his photography still lives. The books of his photography, the biography of Siskind and his work still exists. And I can't help but feel like I owe a debt of gratitude to these pioneers who have done so much for photography, for making my life possible. And that sense of gratitude that I feel that I've had the opportunity to attend workshops and learn about photography and life from such talented contemporary photographers as Huntington Witherell and John Sexton and Bruce Barnbaum and Don Kirby and Jay Dussard and Martha Cassenave. Dwayne Michaels, I spent a week with him that was mind-boggling. Don Wirth, David Bales and Ted Orland, who wrote that great book, Art and Fear. There is a tangible passing of the torch through each of these individuals to my generation and to those who will follow us. And although I didn't intend this to be a biographic tribute to photographers that have been important to me, I just can't help but mention Maury Kamhai, who died in 1999 and was a special friend to us. Starting LensWork was so encouraging, was so helpful, was so giving to us, even though we hadn't really done anything quite yet to deserve recognition. Maury perhaps recognized in us something of himself as a teacher and as a passionate photographer, and I couldn't help but feel a special bond with Maury. And when he died in 1999, there was no doubt we lost a great individual in the world of photography. Same could be said of Oliver Galliani, who passed away in 2002. I'll never forget the time I was at Oliver's house. I stayed the night. He invited me to stay in his guest bedroom. I stayed the night, and that night after dinner, we went into his living room, and he put on one of his favorite classical music albums. We didn't talk photography, we didn't talk art, we just listened silently to both sides of the album. And when it was completed, he put the record away and just looked at me with this smile of knowing. And I thought, here's someone who really has a sensitive heart. And I was particularly sad when he passed away in 2002. But at the same time, so grateful that I had had a chance to meet him and know him and work with him and publish him in LensWork. And I couldn't help but feel that a certain torch had been offered and that I owe people like Maury Kamhai and Oliver Galliani not just my respect, but a certain amount of obligation exists on my part to share their spirit and to share what I learned from them. You know, I started photography because of images. And because I loved photographic images so much, I wanted to become a photographer and do whatever was necessary to learn and the hours in the darkroom and whatnot to become a photographer. But what I didn't understand in those early days, when I was so fascinated by images, was that all of them are made by people. And the aspect of photography that I didn't anticipate was its power to connect us to people, to great people, to wise people, to sensitive people, to people I now think of as artists with a camera. I treasure them all, the hundreds, perhaps thousands, that I haven't mentioned here in these short thoughts, but who have influenced me and who have created such great photographic art, and who have, in their own way, accepted the challenge of being a seer, in the sense of a visual mystic who can show us things that we can't see for ourselves. Generations of them. But interestingly enough, in photography, not too many generations that we can't feel their direct impact today. Photography is a very special medium because it's so global, because it's so democratic, because it's so universal that you and I have a relationship with such a special art medium is just so wonderful. And I can't help but let that sense of gratitude bubble up, which leads me to the title I'm using for this podcast, Treasuring Our Elders, because all of those men and women from all over the planet who have gone before us with their cameras and shown us what they've seen with their eyes, to expose us to ideas, to wisdom, to cultures, to the wonders of the very planet itself. Photography is a fantastic thing, and it's worth taking just a moment, which I appreciate your indulging me today to do, to treasure our elders, because without them, our lives would be different. I would dare say impoverished without the photographic legacy that we all have inherited from all those wonderful photographers who've gone before us.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.